So joined here by Donegal manager Mickey McCann. Mickey, thanks for chatting to us here. Good win away from home, two fairly vital points.
Yeah, it's always nice to get a good start and get 2 points on the board early, especially away from home down to Aucklam now. So look, we're fairly pleased. We've put up a good score margin. Both teams, big changes from last year. Wicklow more than us, maybe, you know, with 7 or 8 missing herself and a lot of boys.
That's game. Right, yeah.
Some boys, a lot of, you know, some big names missing herself, and a lot of young lads got chances. That's been about the panel for the last 3 or 4 years, and often stepped up well, you know, and yeah. We're not getting carried away with ourselves. Wicklow was a bit disjointed compared to, you know, they lost a manager a week and a half ago, and they're only getting things back together. But we can only look after ourselves to get our own house in order, and we said that, and just keep the scoreboard taking over, you know. And look, we finished the game good, you know.
It was a fairly formidable performance, to be fair, but I suppose you have to judge the opposition as well when you take that into account. Like, but against the win in the second half, he's done well, got the goal at the right time, and then the Wicklow sending off, probably key then to probably end of the game as a competitive fixture, did you think?
Yeah, we decided to go against the breeze first, you know, and Try going at half time with a lead.
Yeah.
They come out, you know, and we're on 7-up, which was just getting a goal maybe 5 or 6 minutes before we're on half time.
Yeah.
It's a big score, but a wee bit of daylight between us, you know. So, say Wicklow had the last 10 minutes of the first half, they started getting on top, and you know, they won maybe, I think we're just looking a lot of breaking ball around the middle, and we switched off when we got an extra man a bit, so we had to fix that at half time and sort out who it was going to be. So we did that, but we're very solid, and it's always good to keep a clean sheet to goal, something we're trying to target, and you know, with some great performances out there.
Some fine performances, like Jared Gilmore, very good. Gillespie, Liam McKinney had a fine game, and Luke White finishing 1-3 for a day for a goalkeeper, not bad in fairness.
Yeah, it looked a very solid game in the net, and he's very accurate for frees and the penalties well struck too. So defensively very, very solid, you know, we didn't foul much, and very happy. And then with Liam and Jared Gilmore and like set up front, you know, they're always keeping the scoreboard taking over for you, you know, and working hard. Gavin Brown is a very solid game, wing back there today. So
absolutely, yeah.
Conor Brady,
yeah.
Midfield. Look, we're happy, a lot of good performance out there, you know, and no doubt we're on the road racing. It's up another level next week when we're away to a strong Derry team who were Christy Ring finalists last year. So, and probably favourites, they won this division again. So, under no illusions that there's going to be a tougher task ahead. But look, it's always nice heading home on a long journey away, victory.
100%. Left a few goal chances behind you, possibly. Maybe that might be a concern, but something to improve on for the next day.
100%. You know, the keeper might have a couple of good saves for them, but at the same time, they should be buried away. And then Liam, in the second half, maybe went through there and had good strike, but went away, you know what?
Yeah.
So, at half time, we did talk, we should have had another couple of goals.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But, same in the second half, you know, we missed a couple of goals. Chances, and comes next week when you get a goal chance against Derry,
you got to take it.
You've got to take it, and we know that. And look, you try right the wrongs, watch the video, and see where it can improve. That's one area that's just been a little bit more clinical.
Physically, I thought Donegal very impressive. So you've obviously a lot of SSC work done in the background.
Yes, and look, something constant in the last 3 or 4 years. Just getting our young boys, you know, like Steve McKinney, Gerdlin, Rory Campbell, Oisín Murray, all them boys come to the panel, 18, 19 years of age, and they've been doing their programs for 2 or 3 years now, and it makes all the difference.
You can see the difference out there. The pushing past tackles and
exactly, and just seeing out games and staying up to that level for 70 minutes, which is so important, you know. And to be fair to them, they've all done the hard work with the programs, and it's shown on the pitch.